Speak for yourself. I heard a conversation where a man said, "I know a guy who's a pastor. I talked to him. I figure if anybody has a direct line to God, it's him." Have you ever felt that way? As if anybody who appears to be closer to God than you is closer to his ear or heart? Do you realize God wants to hear your voice as much as he did Billy Graham's? "When you call to me and pray to me, I will listen to you," Jeremiah 29:12. He doesn't say, "Go to the elders and have them pray." He says, "When you pray." Did you ever wonder why we all have a different voice? Do you think that's only for our benefit? God wants to hear your special and distinct voice in conversation with him. He wants you, no matter what your situation is, angry, happy, hating, loving, confused, joyful, broken, as long as you come to him. "When you seek me, you will find me, provided you seek me wholeheartedly, and I will let you find me," Jeremiah 29:13. Not only does he promise to hear you, but also to speak back to you. "Call out to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great things, hidden things of which you are unaware." Jeremiah 33:3. You may have to exercise a bit of patience. He doesn't promise to answer within any human time frame, but he will listen and he will answer you. There are so many unique things about you that are unlike anyone who has ever lived before or will come after you. Why do you think Father would go to such detail in your life if he didn't want a personal relationship with you? And why in heaven would he ever consider sending Jesus to save you? Yes, you. If you are so insignificant that he won't even listen to you. God calls to you from the garden to come and sit with him. While you are sitting there, start a conversation with him and see what happens.